don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young. Not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files, just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. State health officials say the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists with data needed to make informed management decisions for the species. More information is available on the DNR's website.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. Here is today's forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Friday night, shower and thunderstorm chances return with a low of 65. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances mostly cloudy with a high of 81. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 77. Currently, it is 57 degrees outside the Max FM studios.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joining you after 6 a.m. on Thursday morning with Toto, Rosanna on Max FM.
All I want to do when I wake in the morning, see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna, never thought that a girl like you could ever care for me. Rosanna.
There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
City wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now.
This is Dave Grant from the Max FM Weather Center. Here is today's forecast. Today, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, sunny with a high of 78. Friday night, shower and thunderstorm chances return with a low of 65. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances mostly cloudy with a high of 81. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 77. Currently, it is 57 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:13 on Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. So you just heard our weather forecast, and now we are a little bit better weather today than what we saw yesterday. Yesterday afternoon turned into be kind of an interesting afternoon. Still working on getting my voice back a little bit after 3 hours of coverage yesterday afternoon. Thank you to Corey Hartman and Mace Michaels as well for their coverage. We knew yesterday that it was going to be interesting going into it. We just didn't realize how long that was going to last with the round one and round two. We know that there was some damage in the Sauk Prairie area, and so that is one thing we're aware of. If you do have any pictures you want to text to us from that, you can definitely do that, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on 99.7 Max FM and tap that text option and send us those photos or videos from yesterday. Our thoughts were with anyone that did sustain any damage. Thankfully, a lot of what we saw yesterday was in the rural areas around here. We were also keeping tabs on the system in Marquette and Washera County. And the system in Washera County dumped 4.5 inches of rain in less than 90 minutes. That did lead to flooding on the streets in downtown Wautoma. We know that there were some roads that had some issues with that afterwards. Everything's back open in that area, but yeah, I definitely saw that happening while we were trying to keep track of all the tornado activity within this area. So very busy day yesterday. Obviously, when we do have weather, we break in. When we go to warnings, we stay on the air until the warnings are cleared. So that's what we do, and you can always stream us, again, on that free Civic Media. It's a good thing we have installed on your mobile device ready to go. That way you can follow along with us. We'll keep you covered. We are going to monitor a little bit of this stuff for Saturday. Right now, we're seeing a slight risk now on Saturday as well. Myself and Corey and Mace will be keeping tabs on that over the weekend as well. So, Yeah, we got through yesterday, which was good, and it just, we are glad that there was not major damage in the rest areas. Again, most of what we saw yesterday, rural areas of Sauk County. I know there was some questions about the sirens going off and timing with that. And basically, my understanding, the way that works is because the warning was in Sauk County, those sirens go off. It wasn't necessarily within the Baraboo area, but it was points outside of the Baraboo area. However, it was still in Sauk County. So we are going to be working with our emergency management department over at Sauk County to try to get Jed in here. He can talk more about how that all works, so we all have a better understanding when that happens. And so, yes, that is why you heard them. I know there's also comments that they were going off in Wisconsin Dells. Well, that was because Columbia County had warnings, not directly in the Wisconsin Dells area. Basically, when you hear those sirens go off, that means tune in and find out what's going on. That is what that means. And so it's give you a little bit of a heads up. The best thing you can do is either turn your TV on, or better yet, turn your radio on. We're going to be covering it. We, as soon as those alerts come in, we are covering those. And so that is the best thing to do when you hear those sirens. Obviously, seek cover if you're in the warned area. That's the other part of this. The warnings are geographically specific to areas where these storms are happening. So they don't typically encompass the whole county unless that's a wider pass storm. And so that's why we will give various geographic regions of that storm. And so when you hear the sirens, tune into something, find out what's going on, and then seek the appropriate shelter. And we are starting to wind down that season, but it doesn't mean that severe weather won't happen. I do remember doing severe thunderstorm warnings a couple of years ago in January, which was very weird. Corey was out storm chasing, and I was on the radio covering it, and neither one of us expected to be doing that in January. So it can happen at any time. The best thing to do is not be scared, but be prepared for it. And that's why we are here. We are glad to pass that information along to us. And again, we do want to say thank you to everyone that texted in. We appreciate that as well. We try to do as much coverage as we can, and we were getting text messages during the event, and we don't always get to respond to those right away. So that's something to be aware of when we are doing the coverage. We're going to be watching the radar and all that stuff. We do get to the text messages, and so we appreciate everyone that texted in during that event as well. So we are glad we're past that. Again, keeping tabs on things for Saturday a little bit to see what's going to happen there, but we are glad to see that we're going to have a nice cool day today and tomorrow. Looking forward to that. It's still shorts weather. I don't care that it's 57 degrees outside the studios this morning. I'm still going to wear shorts. You know, I don't intend to go away from that until it's too cold at this point. It's just, I got up this morning, went outside, and I'm like, it's a little bit chilly out here. We haven't had 57 degrees in the morning in quite a while. So, yes. Looking outside the studio windows, a little bit of activity out there, but it's definitely cloudy out there this morning. We'll see that continue for a little while today, but get out and enjoy the day. We do have the concerts on the square tonight on the courthouse lawn. The weather is looking absolutely perfect to have that outside. We saw Mary Edwards Ice Cream was already setting up this morning when we were coming into the studio as well, so you can get that ice cream and popcorn fix as well. Here is Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Want to 90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:27 on Thursday morning. Yeah, I'm still trying to get my voice back this morning. Did a lot of talking yesterday, which I know is shocking to some people, but not really. So we're going to leave that one alone. Now, if you're sick of dealing with AI everywhere, there is one foolproof way of confusing it. Battling artificial intelligence is with some actual craziness. Someone is going viral on TikTok for their life hack to get a real person instead of AI to take your order at the Taco Bell drive-thru. They asked for 1,000 waters, which apparently flagged it. And now we have some audio with this, and this is kind of crazy, you know. AI is starting to take place in some drive-thrus, we know that. But this guy figured out how to mess with it at Taco Bell.
1,000 waters.
Let me get a team member to help you.
Let me know whenever you're ready. Can I get the Rockstar Fruit Punch Refresca?
So yes, that as soon as he said, I'll get 1,000 waters, the automated system said, let me get a team member to help you. Then a worker said, let me know when you're ready. And the guy went ahead and ordered a normal drink. Of course, you could probably just say you want to talk to the human or something. But I guess this works, too. I just wonder what AI's threshold is. Could he have ordered 20, 50, or 100 waters without tripping it up? So, yeah, no, I'm very curious about that. If anyone has any insight into that, definitely let me know, because I'm curious. Yeah, AI does have its place, I think, but definitely not everywhere, and definitely not in the drive-thru. That is just trouble waiting to happen. I mean, I have messed with people in the drive-thru. A friend of mine was in a drive-thru at a certain restaurant. And then, of course, me, as I'm walking by, like, yeah, like 100 cheeseburgers. And then they're like, how many was that? And I think he was ready to then kill me at that point. And no, he did not get 100 cheeseburgers, but it was definitely kind of funny to mess with him in the drive-thru. Or the other thing I've done is, I'm already laughing about this one, is sometimes Corey Hartman will have me on speakerphone when I'm working with him on something, and he's going through the drive-thru, and there's me, yeah, like 32 cheeseburgers and an extra chicken sandwich to go with that, and he's in there just, I'm sure, shaking his head going, Dave, what are you doing? Why are you messing with me? And occasionally someone in the drive-thru will pick that up because he has me on Bluetooth, and so yes, I am that prankster. And one of these days, it is probably going to catch up with me. But, you know, you got to have a little fun doing it. I get where people are frustrated with AI, because it does sometimes mess up your order, right? And I think that is frustrating. And so you got to figure out, okay, how can I get around it? Or in some cases, you can go inside the establishment and place your order. But if you don't want to get out of your car, that's inconvenient as well. So I totally get that as well. So, yeah, it's kind of an interesting thing. I just wonder what the threshold is. That is what I'm curious about. So if anyone has any insights into the AI drive-through, I would be very curious to know what the answer is to that. Text me, let me know, 608-355-9970, or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Or if you have some stories, funny drive-through stories like that, pass those along. I do have one funny drive-through story now that I'm thinking about it as well. This was many, many, many years ago. I was out with some friends at a bachelor party, and I was the designated driver for said bachelor party. And so at the end of the night, all that crew is hungry. And I'm like, okay. I happened to be driving the company truck for where one of my friends worked, and we get to the drive-thru, and we order everything. And we drive away because we're then going to go back to his house. Well, Wendy happened to be in the drive-thru with the ladies half of this group. And the first thing they ask her when she gets to the drive-thru, and they go, do you know those people in front of you? She goes, why? That's the first questions out of her mouth are why. And granted, I don't know how late we were at Taco Bell. It was late. And they go, oh, we have the Mexican pizza for somebody that's in front of us. And Wendy goes, oh, yes, we know them. And I know exactly who that was for. So yeah, the one thing I had ordered, I was not going to get otherwise. And so I'm like, oh, come on. And so, yeah, luckily I got it. But yeah, those guys were having shenanigans. I'm trying to order the food. They're in the truck just absolutely goofing off, having a good time. And I'm like, guys, we're trying to order your Taco Bell. Let's settle down. So that's my funny drive-through stories. If you have any, text those in again, 608-355-9970. Or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app as well. or if you have any insight into drive-through AI, I'm extremely curious. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
Visit the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo, Wisconsin, working to conserve cranes, support communities, and protect habitats. Visit the site to explore the beautiful world of cranes and get to know the 15 unique species, hike the preserve's trails, and learn about the foundation's vital work. The International Crane Foundation is open daily, May 1st through October 31st. Become a member and support this global conservation effort. Visit savingcranes.org for more information.
Do you want to try the most delicious smoked meats in Wisconsin? Then make your way to Station 136 Kitchen and Cocktails Barbecue in Rock Springs and sink your teeth into their tasty food. Ask Jeff about their unique smoking process, which brings the full flavor through in their Saturday prime rib, wings on Thursdays, ribs on Tuesdays, and fish fries on Fridays. Enjoy their homemade food inside or on the patio at Station 136. Open at 11 a.m. every day except Wednesday in Rock Springs.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a 3-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his 2-year $18 million deal with LA at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Much quieter today after a wet and stormy Wednesday. Cooler, less humid today with partly sunny skies with a high near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 54. A great finish to the work week on Friday. Sunny skies, a high of 77. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 58 at our studios.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
Snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory of the
when angel passed close by. No soft fuzzy sweater, too magical a touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much. My blood runs cold, yeah, and my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold. Angel is the centerfold. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. Oh yeah, angel is the centerfold. Na 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 na.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music, mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:40 on Thursday morning. A little bit cloudy outside the Max FM studios. We'll take a look at your weather forecast in just moments. Here's the fix. One thing leads to another on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:43 on Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast this morning. We have a little bit of patchy drizzle out there, gradually clearing with a high of 72. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 54. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 78. Shower chances return on Friday night with the low of 65. On Saturday, shower and thunderstorm chances mostly cloudy with a high of 31. We are monitoring that system as well. And on Sunday, mostly sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. Currently cloudy and 57 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. I'm looking out, and our traffic report is there are no delays this morning. So, yes, it is pretty quiet so far in downtown Baraboo. We have observed a little increase in traffic, but it is pretty quiet overall. Now, speaking of traffic, we do want to let you know about a couple of road closures. First, Bird Street is closing the 300 and the 400 block for utility work, and that means 2nd Avenue and Bird Street is closed. So if you regularly use 2nd Avenue to travel, that is closed. You'll need to find an alternate route. There is not a marked detour route for that, and we don't have any details on how long that's going to last. I know people have been asking. Simply don't have the answer for that. Also, tomorrow, on Friday, the Baraboo Water Utility will be replacing a water service in the 1100 block of Oak Street. Oak Street will be closed Friday morning from 9th Street to 10th Street, starting at 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Friday. So something to be aware of as well. So again, that is your traffic report for the Baraboo area. Tonight, concerts on the square back on the courthouse lawn, 7 p.m. It is going to be a great group out of Madison, and they're going to play some dance-orientated music that originated from Cuba, and that peaked in the 20th century and the 1950s. So yes, stop on down. That is at 7 p.m. tonight. Beautiful weather tonight. It's going to be a little bit chilly, possibly, so you want to bring a blanket along, but you know what? No precipitation. So stop on out, enjoy the concerts on the square tonight at 7 p.m. And if there were to be a weather issue, that is obviously moved inside to the Al Ringling Theater. But again, we're not seeing any weather-related concerns tonight, so should be outside, but definitely bring that blanket with you. We are going to take a look at everything that's going on in there. We're going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank. And we'll continue our 50-minute music hour with Huey Lewis and the News on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Enjoy another great night of Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series, this time with the band Michael Perry and the Longbeds. This will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 6 p.m. Acoustic Country and Americana. The campground opens 2 hours prior to the concert with concessions available, including homemade pies and ice cream. Be sure to bring your own blankets and lawn chairs. This is free to the public. It's the Whitwind Concerts in the Campground series. You can check out all the details at the Whitwind Concerts Facebook page. And Friends of Devil's Lake State Park has teamed with Kingfisher Yoga to offer Yoga in the Park classes. It's a great opportunity to start the day with a good stretch and a moment of relaxation, centering your mind and body to conquer the day ahead. This free event will be Saturday, July 19th, starting at 9 a.m. and going until 10 a.m. at the South Shore at Devil's Lake. As mentioned, it is a free event, but you do need a park sticker to enter the park. You can learn more about this event and all of the great things going on from the Friends of Devil's Lake by checking out their website, friendsofdevilslake.org. Again, this is Saturday, July 19th, 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a pork chop dinner at the Reedsburg Area Historical Society Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg. This will be on Sunday, July 20th, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. The meal includes 1 pound pork chop, baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, dinner roll, cookie, milk, or water. $15 for a full meal or $10 for the pork chop only. This is a drive-through event and it's limited to the dinners available. More details can be found at booseniors.org. but this starts at 11 a.m., runs until 2 p.m. Again, Sunday, July 20th, it's the Basco Pork Chop Dinner at the RAHS Pioneer Log Village in Reedsburg.
Baraboo comes alive with all sorts of events during the summertime. The Farmer's Market features fresh produce downtown every Wednesday and Saturday morning. The Sunday Market showcases vintage, handmade, and homegrown items on the courthouse lawn the last Sunday of each month. Mark your calendar for Old Fashioned Day on August 9th in downtown Baraboo and the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club show west of town August 15th through the 17th. Find updates on local events at baraboo.com.
Hear that? That's what having fewer hot flashes and night sweats can sound like. Veozah is the number one prescribed hormone-free treatment FDA approved for moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms, also known as hot flashes and night sweats, due to menopause. Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's V-E-O-Z-A-H.com.
The power of love is a curious thing. WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Thursday morning, or as we do like to call it as well, Friday Eve. Yes, the weekend is in sight. We know it's Emily's favorite day of the week. She will be joining us this morning at 7:10, and yes, shenanigans will ensue. As a reminder, we will be celebrating those celebrity birthdays at 7:40 a.m. If you know somebody celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you, so text those in anytime. If they're not today, we will celebrate them whenever they are. We'll add them to our calendar. So again, text birthdays and anniversaries in at 7:40. At 7:50, Ben Bromley will be in from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area and everything that's happening in the area this weekend. And then at 8:10, we're going to talk about tattoo trends. Yes, there are some interesting things out here, and so we're going to talk about those at 8:10 this morning. And of course, calendar days at 8:40. At 7:10, Emily's joining me. And we're going to talk about, if you had a certain amount of money, would you leave your partner or spouse? According to a new study, some interesting thoughts there as well. So that'll be at 7:10. Starting at 7 o'clock, we are going to have a look at national news, regional news, and weather. And then we'll be back with you at 7:10. Here is Outkast on Max FM.
1, 2, 3,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste, fraud, and abuse and actually do something about it.
President Trump continuing to lash out at his supporters and Democrats who continue calling for all of the Jeffrey Epstein files to be released. The president calling them stupid people. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five other people hurt. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before he died. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. State health officials say the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. The State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists